You're tuned to Resonance 104.4 FM. And it's now Flow Motion with Meenit Luscombe live this week after a bit of a sort of, very extended summer holiday, I suppose. And a few mixes, people like Sansarac taking control. We had an electric soul classic hour special as well. And also thanks to Radio Plastic, who did a great mix for us. Was that last week? I think it was last week. So it's great to be back in our brand new studio here at Resonance, looking very nice, very fancy, which is a good thing, definitely, after the last place, which was, great, had a lot of character, but this is really good. So we've got an hour to play lots of great new records. And we've got stuff coming up, brand new from Little Dragon, also Modaji, something brand new from Aaron Jerome. And if we've got time, we've got something brand new from Soul Designer. Also tonight, ahead of a very special event taking place tomorrow night at the Roundhouse Studios in Camden, I'm going to be speaking to Rod Thomas and PsychUpDB about an excellent little collaboration that's taking place in the Roundhouse over the last couple of months. We'll be talking to them about the whole thing, so if it's something that's new to you, you'll find out all about that before the end of the show tonight. Tracklist information, go to the MySpace website, myspace.com/Nick Luscombe. And also tonight, news of Flow Motion Live taking place at the Big Chill House on Thursday night. Starting the show tonight, music from the Micronauts double CD just been released on Citizen Records, and Seni Sitta the name of this one. Up. Music brand new from Pedro. A track called I'm Keeping Up. Flow Motion on Resonance 104.4 FM. It's Slow Motion on Resonance 104.4 FM. Remember, you can get us on the internet as well, resonancefm.com. And that was a new single from Pedro from Truck Records, coming out very soon. A track called I'm Keeping Up. And next up, something brand new for you from Germany, from Sonar Collective, Solomon, a track called Black Rose. just played you that ambient track before this one, from Don Ecce Costello, from the Colour Series kind of album read that's just come out on Minimize. And also something brand new from Modaji. It's back, brand new album, it's on Altered Vibes. It's called Speaker Quake, and it's out very soon. And finally, great to have an album by Aaron Jerome out on BBE very soon. I haven't got a date for it, but I think it's coming out early next year. So I'm going to play a few tracks on this in forthcoming shows. Starting off with this piece of music called Marrakesh, Flow Motion on Resonance FM. music from Aaron Jerome, taken from an album coming soon, next year on BBE. Time to Rearrange, the name of the album, a track called Marrakesh. And at the beginning of the show, I mentioned our special guest tonight, Rod Thomas with PsychUpDB, who've worked on a collaboration for the last couple of months, really, at the Roundhouse Studios in Camden. We're going to hear a track now. I haven't actually heard this myself. It's the first time. So this is like a world premiere, I think, isn't it? Basically, which is very exciting. So let's listen to this, and then we'll talk to Rod Thomas and PsychUpDB straight afterwards.
Time passing by. Now we've built something that I want to last. Hope the bricks strong enough to stay together. That the rain doesn't wear it all away too fast. These days will end in silence. All these hopes reduced to fears. All these days will end in silence. With silent tears. Starts to ring soon, and that I haven't put my faith in something that's shaky and will fall before I've even got the chance to smile. These days will end in silence. All these hopes reduced to fears. All these days will end in silence. With silent tears. That thankless task of making my heart skip a beat is out of the way. What have you got to hold on to? What have you got to hold on to? What have you got? All these days will end in silence. All these hopes reduced to fears. All these days will end in silence. With silent tears.
Piece of music called Hope from Rod Thomas and PsychUpDB, part of a very special collaboration that's taken place since around September. They're here to tell me all about it now. Thanks very much for coming in tonight.
It's all right, thanks for having us.
Brave the traffic.
A few traffic problems tonight. Psychot DB, Douglas Benford, you've been here before, right? We spoke earlier in the year, yep. One of the first Flow Motions.
I'm a regular on your show, aren't I, Nick?
You certainly are, certainly are.
Perennial.
Yes, indeed. And and Rod, I played your music on this show when I was doing it on a different radio station. Yeah, which I've always enjoyed. So it's great to have you both in the same space here. It's very excellent. So basically, the collaboration's taken place through a project put together from Henry T's Entertainment at the Roundhouse Studios, which is pretty much the venue right in London right now. And you've been locked away in a studio, worked together for the first time. That's the first track we heard that you've kind of made in that time,
Yeah. That's one of the first ones we finished, actually, because we've been... I guess the way we worked together is that we came up with some riffs and melodies and instrument parts and then, sort of practiced with them and took them away and tried to work out how they were going to be, and that's the first one that ended up as a finished song.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of a nice introduction to what we've been up to, I guess.
Great stuff.
Pretty smoothly, really. I mean, initially, when we were introduced to each other, we weren't really aware of each other's music and how each other works, and just it was quite. We had this like week or couple of weeks of vague panic. You know, what are we going to do here? How are we going to make this work? Because we wanted to do something from scratch, you know, really to compose some music. So we spent the first couple of weeks like really just sitting around on instruments and hammering away on until we came up with something, and it just all kind of coalesced in a nice way, you know.
That's great. So basically you've come up with like a number of tracks together and a live performance. Are the two things completely related? Is the live performance?
Yeah, I mean, the recordings that we've done, we've recorded four for an EP, and they're pretty much as we play them live, because the way I normally play live is I use a loop pedal and I loop keys, synths, drum beats and guitars. So live we're kind of using that element of it, plus Doug's stuff that he does on his laptop with all the programs and different filtering, plus like the live instruments as well. So pretty much we only play live what we can play. We pretty much recorded what we play live. So they're quite similar, aren't they, if not identical to the way we do it live. And
pretty much. You're virtually hearing a kind of live recording, I think.
Great.
Virtually, that song, for instance.
Yeah.
And what I liked about the project was like, we've got this like just over half an hour of music, and it's different. The pieces all kind of fit together. It's like it doesn't all revolve around one song, or it goes in different directions, you know, really. So it's like one long piece in a way. I think of it rather than just four songs.
Yeah. So how was it? Because your backgrounds are very different. I mean, Rod, you know, you do. I mean, the records I've heard are quite kind of, pop, folk, disco kind of thing, which is great. Yeah. Very, but you know, quite in sort of more in the pop realm. Would you say?
Yeah. Somebody described it as acoustic disco, which I quite liked.
Absolutely.
Both of our bodies of work are a million miles away from each other, but I guess probably along the lines we listen to a lot of the same artists, like Björk and a few other kind of key people that, you know, you can kind of see that there's some link between us. So it was just a case of really working out things that we liked and instruments that we liked the sound of, and then trying to work out how to put them together and create some kind of sound.
But I also, from my point of view, I didn't want to do the obvious thing. It's like, it's Rod's music and it's got Psycut DB's, you know, dubby undertow, you know, pulling along, you know, this kind of, that was too obvious a way to go. But what I wanted to do was actually get involved with the nuts and bolts of the songs, the melodies and the way the instruments would be played, and then just add like kind of textures to them, you know, really. And that was kind of how it worked out, I think.
Yeah, it really came across that track.
There's a lot of textures going on.
Textures, man. That's good. It's very good. So tell me about the live performances. So you've got a gig tomorrow night, first of all.
Yep. Got a big one at the Roundhouse.
Yeah.
We're not, I have to stress to everyone, we're not in the big room in the Roundhouse. They do all the electric
freedom
drums
studio, yeah.
We're in the smaller room next door, and there's a bit of a worry that the stranglers are next door when we play.
Right.
A bit of sound leakage.
Yeah, we'll get the bass line from Peaches coming through while we're trying to play really quietly. Because what we've done is, I think that all the songs are quite intimate. Yeah. It's a quiet thing. It's actually a quiet sort of intimate performance, I think, as well. Mm-hmm. It's not a...
So we might be hoisted by our own petard.
Yeah, we might really. Yeah, the stranglers might scupper us.
That should be interesting.
Us. That's an interesting.
But we'll see.
We'll see, indeed. Yeah. So you're playing at 7:38. The doors at 7:30.
Doors at 7:30 tomorrow. Yeah, we're doing our own solo set, so people get an idea of what we're coming from, and then to finish off, we're doing the collaborative set. So it kind of, I think that's quite a nice idea, actually, because then you can see just how much we've come together at the end of it, and how the two styles kind of merge or don't.
It's going to be fascinating, and it's also quite a kind of historic meeting between two venues like the ICA working with the Roundhouse, because later on you're going to be playing a similar performance at the ICA in a couple of weeks as well,
on the 15th.
So our collaborative set will be the same, but our individual pieces will be different. So tomorrow might be just a bit more stripped down, because it's a much more enclosed space and a bit more intimate venue, and then we might do kind of a more slightly upbeat set, so I might get the disco beats
the ICA. We were talking about it, and I thought, well, it's difficult for us to change this collaboration, because it's kind of really it's not very flexible, there's no improvisation in it much, but we can, our solo sets, each venue, we can really cut loose a bit and do our own thing.
And so, my friend Matt Collett is doing visuals as well for us the ICA, so that will add another dimension. So while the set itself doesn't change, the visuals will highlight different parts of the music that we've kind of done. That I think it's going to be mainly for the instrumental pieces that we've done. There's some really nice instrumental work.
So a good reason to buy tickets at both events then, because they're going to be different, right?
Roundhouse tomorrow, folks, tomorrow night, and ICA 15th. Yeah,
brilliant.
Be rocking.
It's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it. And we've got one more track as well to play. Track 4 on the CD.
It's called Two Parter Part 1. We kind of wrote it. I kind of came up with this guitar part, and then we worked out melodica and everything over the top. But in the live set, it merges in with another track. But in fact, now it's like a three-parter, but we've still called it two-parter.
This is so complicated because the CD we've got, we were finishing some tracks yesterday, and there was a strange glitch happened at the studio, and all the tracks we've got are totally confusing. I'm confused about what... I'm not sure which track you'll be playing now, personally. I think it's
two-parter part one.
It
is.
We've addressed this. I got confused about what I had on CD after strange...
I'm really looking forward to tomorrow now, because it's going to be like it's on stage, isn't it?
We've ironed all that out. There won't be any arguments.
Okay, that's good. Well, thanks a lot for coming in. Thanks for bringing the tracks in as well.
Thanks for having us.
And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. The Roundhouse tickets are still available, I've been told. So get down to the Roundhouse.
We've done really well.
£6.
£6, right.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It is, actually.
For today's prices.
So, Rod Thomas, PsychoDB, the name of this track again?
Two-parter, part one.
Thanks again.
It's a game with two parts, where the ending is not as romantic as things might appear at the start. But the playground turns into a canyon, and the sun starts to look like a heart that is filled with the brightest emotions. Wonder how long that will last. So we make our way into the desert to find things that we haven't yet seen, and we will be brave. Here we go, 1, 2, 3.
Time isn't known for its kindness or the keeping together of friends. So let's hope there are still a few hours before evening finds us. And the journey might shake our foundations and ideas end up as debris. But at least they can act as a trail if you want to find me. When I'm gone, we set sail for bigger horizons, then look back in 5 years' time to decide that we had what we needed right from the start. But adventure's the thing that we wanted, and desire takes over a heart. Until sooner or later you're gone, trying to find your way in a game of two hearts.
I went looking for a trace of something that you left. And when I saw dry paint and your scribbled initials, I acted like I could care less while my thumb pressed to the paper. I wanted to find your portrait, wanted to have it. Calling a piercing a voice in the old dream, and ghostly images of black train. Now seeing every page is I wanted to own your portrait, wanted to have it. You and your scribble paper makes me shiver so. You and
Music from Flying Lotus on Warp Records, and it's been out a little while now, but haven't been on air to be able to play this to you. So, been enjoying it a lot, and thought I'd play you for that. Play you this tonight from the album, a track called Tea Leaf Dancers. And before that, I played you Little Dragon, the new single, the B-side. It's called Scribbled Paper. That's coming out soon on Peace Frog Recordings. Just time for one or two more. If I can get another one in at the end of the show, I'll try and do that. Before that, this is something currently unreleased from Japan, from Hulo. A track called Orange Haze. Flow Motion on Resonance 104.4 FM. In the background, music from Hulo, Orange Haze, coming soon on Frogman, I think the label is, currently on CDR from Japan. Going to leave you music from Wojciech Urbanski, track called Violet Violin, remixed by Skiba. Thanks for tuning in. It's been Flow Motion here on Resonance 104.4 FM. Back again next Saturday from 8 until 9.